Thanks to Wishart's Automotive. Joining us online, it's the one and only Anthony Maroon. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, Gilmeister. Well, we're down to just a few clubs now, aren't we? How are you coping with the school holidays, my friend?
it is actually good. It's good to be with my kids as much as I can and doing all sorts of crazy stuff with them. They've taken me bike riding. I'm feeling parts of my body that I never knew I had.
Well, mate, you know what? You don't know how blessed you are. We haven't seen our grandchildren since Magic Round because of this lockdown. So what's that, 4 months or something? So, you know what, mate? Don't take it for granted, as they say.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, let's cast our mind back last week. Two games of footy. It was the Tom Trbojevic show, Manly against the Roosters, 42 points to 6. They've done their run for this year, the Roosters. Fought valiantly, I thought, went further into the competition than many thought they would, but it's all over for them now.
Yeah, look, they did themselves proud, I thought. The famous colours, they did them proud. And I think a lot of people who perhaps thought the Roosters didn't have that much gumption, that much culture about them, certainly, you know, the Roosters have shown a lot of the other clubs what they're all about. And as I've said before, Gilly, particularly someone like the Dragons, who threw their season out the window with a random barbecue in Shell Harbour. So that's what their season meant to them. The Roosters, on the other hand, 7, 8, 9 players missing at some points, and they still managed to make the top 5. So I think that just proves what a great club they are.
I loved hearing Trent Robinson, the coach, saying we're a better club for it.
Well, I think that's got to go without saying. And I think for a lot of other clubs and a lot of other players, you know, it's really lifted the bar when we say, oh, players have got blokes out on origin duty or players have got, teams have got, season-ending injuries. Well, the Roosters have had all that and they've never looked at it as an excuse. As Trent Robinson said all along, it's just another opportunity for another player.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. The other game was Panthers-Eels. It's all over for the Eels. That was a good game.
Well, wasn't it a close game? I thought they probably were at the wrong end of a couple of rough decisions. But without going too far into that, mate, I thought, you know, they still had their opportunity to win it there. Parramatta, they had plenty of ball on Penrith's line. Ray Stone, I love Ray Stone as a player, but he made a couple of vital errors at vital times. And having said all that, mate, the online defence was a highlight of that game. And look, in the end, Penrith deserved to win. So Parramatta, though, much like the Roosters, I suppose, mate, they've shown their supporters what they're all about.
Yeah, well said, well said. All right, we go to Friday now. Tomorrow night we'll see the Rabbitohs taking on the Seagulls, 7:50 p.m.
Well, what about this for a game, Gilly? Benji Marshall, just a couple of these individuals. Benji's played almost 350 NRL games, one game away from another grand final appearance. So it's been a wonderful fairy tale story for Benji going to South. Likewise, though, Kieran Foran, mate, you know, he's been in the wilderness for so long. He goes back to Manly, he links with Dez and his old mate DCE, and they're one game away from the grand final. So obviously, mate, the loser's out. But I just think there's so many great matchups in this game. Big games from Cody Walker, Adam Reynolds, Cam Murray, of course. But Manly, we've already talked about how experienced they are in the halves with DCE and Foran. Look, this is going to be such a great game, but I think the fact that South have the week off is going to help them. And by the way, this is the Rabbitohs' 4th prelim in 4 years, but I think it's the first time they've just been there waiting for the other clubs. So this time around, the Bunnies have had the week off.
Yeah. All right, that'll be an interesting one. I tell you what, though, I think the Saturday game, it's moved to 4 p.m. to make way for the AFL Grand Final, but I think the Storm are just going to be too good for the Panthers.
I think so, mate. You know, look, the Storm, Munster, Hughes, Brandon Smith, Harry Grant, Addo Carr. Now, we've got to remember through all this, Gilly, they've still only lost that one game since March. That's an amazing statistic. And, you know, not only were they rested last week, Melbourne, but the last game of the competition, he rested a big bunch of players. So they should be fresh. And I think they'll just be too good in what will be another massive game.
Yeah, absolutely right. And the Panthers, they'll still be sucking in the big ones from that massive effort against the Eels.
Absolutely. Look, mate, I'll tell you what, if they win Penrith, they'll be hard to stop in the GF. But I think this is where their season ends. I really do. I mean, I think Melbourne, as I say, like with the week off and the fact that he rested so many players in the last game of the comp. He's got to have some nice, fresh players. And Lord knows they're all superstars. So I think Melbourne for sure.
All right. And I'm guessing you're calling a Storm Rabbitohs grand final as you did last week on the show.
Mate, I'm done with calling for the year. There's only three games to go. So I'll just sit at home. And as you know, I've set up here, Gilly, a virtual corporate box for me and Miss Portugal. We've got a little room upstairs. We've got a big telly in there. And we eat finger food such as party pies, sausage rolls. Occasionally we get fancy and have a prawn cocktail and just watch all the footy on the big screen.
And then you better get in that garage and go and work it all off in that gym you got there.
Oh, absolutely. The almost house of pain. Yes, so I'll go in there on Monday morning.
Very good. Anthony Maroon, thanks to Wishart's Automotive. Mate, good luck to your team this weekend. Thanks for your time.
Good on you, mate. Thanks, too. And we'll talk next week as a grand final preview. And thanks once again to Wishart's.